So we left off yesterday with the observation that we clearly follow the principle of Rove to determine whether any given coin that we found on the floor is Ma'aseh Sheni money or Chulin money. That's pretty clear throughout the entire sugya. Sometimes Rove gets a little bit confronted with an issue of Basra, but that's also part of the parasha of Rove. There's no question that we're using Rove Lahatir as well. We're going to declare that something is not Ma'aseh Sheni money based on the Rove. So the Ritva in our sugya raised the red flag that L'chora, Ma'aseh Sheni money is Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, because you could just simply use it for fruits and meat and things that are acceptable to use Ma'aseh Sheni money with. So why should we rely on Rove? Why don't we just simply use it in a way that's Butl Lagamre, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, if it'll be Aflo Ba'atil? That was the kasha that the Ritva posed. So the Ritva answered that the only time we find in Chazal, Dabashesh Matirin, if it'll be off Labotel, that's when we're dealing with Bittel Bereva Vitarevis, when we know there's a Dover also here. But when we're trying to be done on the Azlina Bosa Ruba, when we call the Parish Ruba Parish type of application of Rov, we don't have any precedent in Chazal to invoke the Chumra of Dabashesh Matirin, if it'll be off Labotel, the notion of not following Rov. So in contrast to Shita Saritva, the Ran in Maseches Beitza throws out a line as a possibility, maybe not. Maybe just as we find, is there any reason why the screen is very blurry? Is it like, it's a new update that makes it better or worse? It's better that it should be blurry? Why? I mean, I don't have to see myself, it's just, I look silly. I can't. It's better? Mm-hmm. Okay. Man, I knew I was tired this morning. My eyes are a little bleary, but I didn't think it was that bad. Okay. So Zerabesai comes to Ran and Beitza and throws out the possibility that what the Ritva ignored, the Ritva negated, just quickly based on Sugi. The Ran says, no, it's really true. It's very possible it's true. The Dovashesh Matir Filbel Flobotil. And therefore, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, you don't apply called the Parsh Mubah Parsh. As I state in the Ran, is a possibility of Maseches Beitza. So we have two issues, two challenges left for us at this point in the sugya. Number one, to understand what the Nekudas Machlokes, the Ran, the Ritva is. And then number two, to see, hopefully, how the Ran is going to address the Raya Brewer from the Ritva, of the Ritva from our sugya. So we started at the very end of the show yesterday to connect this machlekes the Ran and the Ritva to the famous machlekes why Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not bottled in the first place. Machlekes Rashi and the Ran. We spoke about Pirichos yesterday. The only problem is we left at the very end of the Shia with the following challenge that the Ran doesn't seem to be the Shitosai. Because the Ran in the Dharm Daftan Beis was the Rishon that developed the idea that Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is rooted in Hilchos Tarevis. The whole chisaron of Bitlo for Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is because of the lack of clash, lack of itnagdut. That's a bittul dikasvara. So the fiyashita saran that the entire problem of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin and Filbi Aflo Ba'atil is just based on his razzle dazzle shtickle terror about lack of it nagdut. What in the world does it have to do? We call the parish Mubah Parish. It was a pili plum. The Ran ended up literally on the wrong team for himself. So basically, you have to go back to the drawing board of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. It's going to bring back hopefully some nice memories from last year. I think we may even elaborate on some of the studies that we didn't even talk about last year. We have to really go back to the ABCs of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, especially in the worldview of the Ran. So if you saw the Gemara's Maseches Beitza, you realize that there are two kulas that are trumped by Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. One is the kula of Bittel. There's another kula also that's trumped by Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. What's the other kula? I don't remember. There's another cooler that we're used to invoking that the buck stops here when you have a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. What is that? Nobody knows?
Azaka?
Another cooler that we're very, very, very easily applied in other areas of Halacha. Sveika? Sveik Dabana Kula. The Gemara says, if you have a Sufik Beitzah, Shinol to be Yontif, Even if you hold that Beit Tishnol B'yontif is only Nisa Derabanan, which is actually a machlekes in the Gemara, but even if you hold that a Beit Tishnol B'yontif is only also a Derabanan for a variety of reasons, the Gemara says, Sofek Beit Tishnol B'yontif is also, is the Chesveket Derabanan Kula, Dovashesh Lebatirin. So it's clear from the Gemara in the Abdal and the Masechas Beitza that there are two sugyas of Dovashesh Lebatirin. There are two chumras of Dovashesh Lebatirin. There's chumra number one of Afil Bielflo Botil. That's the Gemara Masechas. The Dorim, and that's the Gemara beginning of Beitza, about Beitza, Shinis Arva Biacheris. And that's the sugya when you have a little bit of Chodesh, gets mixed into a lot of Yashon. That's the regular sugya of Dovashesh Lebatirin, Afil Bielflo Botil. But there's a secondary sugya of Dovashesh Lebatirin. Suffolk Yabanan is Lachumra. So I ask you, Rabbi Sai, Bishlam, according to Rashi, who holds that the engine that's driving Dovashesh Matirin is Acha Tachlan B'Yisra Tachlan B'Heter, why rely on coolers when you don't have to? So I understand both of these sugyas of Dovashesh Matirin. But the Gemara is saying in one breath is, why rely on all these Shvacha coolers? Bittles is a Shvacha cooler. Sveik Taban the Kula, not the greatest Kula in the world. Why rely on the Shvacha Kulas when you don't have to? So in one fell swoop, all the Kulas turn around with a Dovashesh Matirin. But according to the Ran who holds that Dovashesh Matirin is a Sugya in Bittul, it speaks to the heart and soul of Bittul because there's no Hitnakdut. What does that have to do with Dovashesh? What does that have to do with Sveik Taban the Kula? Why is a Sveik Beitza Shinol to be Yontif also, according to Rashi, according to the Ran? The only time Dovashesh Matirin applies as a problem is when you're invoking the parasha for Bittul. But if you're not invoking the parasha for Bittul, because this is not doing Bittul. There's a different klal in Allah. It's called Sveik Dabar Lakula. How does Dovashesh Matirin speak to the klal of Sveik Dabar Lakula? So, with the Chaim Rakusha, what do you have to say according to the Ran? So, Briska Vart according to the Ran. Briska Taira, there are two halachas of Dovashesh Matirin, even according to the Ran. When the Ran in the Dorim Daftin Beis presents his whole Shia Kloli as to how Dovashesh Matirin works, the Ran was only addressing the Chumrah of Dovashesh Matirin vis-a-vis Bittul. The Ran concedes that there's another Dovar Sheyesh Matirin out there. The Ran concedes that the reason why Sveika Derabonon looked the Chumrah by Dovashesh Matirin is true because of whose reason? Whose reason, Rabbi Say? Rashi's reason. Rashi's reason is not wrong. Rashi's reason is, of course, correct vis-a-vis Sveika Derabanan Lakula. Of course, the Ran has to fall back on Rashi. There is no other way to explain the mechanics as to why Sveika Derabanan is the Chumrah by Dovashesh Matirin. All the Ran meant to say was, is that that rationale of Rashi, Asher Tachlana B'Yitzah Tachlana B'Heter, that's true in the sugya of Sveik Taban Lakula, but it's not true in the sugya of Bittul. So it's because the Ran felt that Rashi's reason was deficient to explain the Bittul part of the equation, that's why the Ran felt compelled to come up with his whole shtick about lack of Hitnabdut. But the Ran never meant to deny Lagamre Rashi's understanding. Of course Rashi's understanding is halfway right. Rashi held it was 100% right, and the Ran held it was 50% right. What did Rashi say? The Gemara does. The Gemara of Dalanov says it. The Gemara of Dalanov of Beitza says that Dovashesh Matirin trumps the din of Sofek Yerabon Lakula. So according to Rashi, the only reason that we know for the din of Dovashesh Matirin is the reason Asher Tachlan B'Heter. So clearly that applies to both. But L'chor, the Ran needs a little bit of a touch-up, Rabbi Sai. What's the problem with the Ran? According to our breakthrough in the Ran, that the Ran also agrees to Rashi's reason, what's the obvious problem? What's the obvious kash in the Ran now? So what does he need a whole shekholi for? What does the Ran have to run a whole treatise on Daftan Beis and Masech Nedarim to introduce you to Damapar, Damasorim, and Bemino, and Tavdur, and the whole Chagadya? What do you need it for? If Rashi's right that Dovashesh Matirin is rooted in Atzachlan Abiyas and Tachlan Behetar, what do you need the Shekhotar for Bittul for? So what do you see according to the Ran? It's Poshet. What's the Bir Hadav in the Ran? The Ran holds that not all kulas are created equal. There are some coolers that are mamish glut. The mahadim and mahadim, there's nothing wrong with relying on them. They hit the gomor. And then there are other coolers that are shvach, that are shver, and we try to avoid them at all costs. The Ran clearly held that the cooler of bittul and the cooler of svek daban l'kula are not created equal. The cooler of bittul is a gewaldige cooler. It's a nevayim cooler. It's great. What's wrong with bittul? It's the best in the world. It's het to go more. Therefore, the Ran held that bittul, you can't tell me don't rely on bittul because it's heter. It is heter. Itach is davramot legamrei. So the Ran has no hesitation in relying on bittul. So the reason why Chazal upped the ante and said that bittul doesn't work in a davar sheyesh matirin cannot be based on asher tochlen v'yis tochlen v'heter. It has to be based on something else. And now the Ran was searching and searching for the something else. What is the something else according to the Ran? His theory about it, nagdut. And that's the necessity for the shir klali in the darm daftan beis. When it comes to sveik and drabon and the kula, the Ran clearly understood sveik and drabon and kula is not such a great kula. Sveik and drabon and kula is a shvach kula. We don't like it so much. We're not big fans of sveik and drabon and kula. So sveik and drabon and kula, it is sufficient to aser by a dovah sheish the matirin, just simply ashi tuchlan beheter, ashi tuchlan yis tuchlan beheter. So there are two different sugyas according to the Ran that are playing out. There is davar sheish lematirin of sveik davar lekula. That's based on asher dechlan ubis dechlan behetar. Then the second davar sheish lematirin of tarevis, that's based on the shir klali, but that would not be covered by asher dechlan ubis dechlan behetar. Just as an aside, how do I know, what makes me comfortable with pushing the Ran into the corner, that sveik davar lekula is not such a good kula? It's not such a great kula. I have two Rans to that effect. I have number one, a Ran that says that lechatchila, you're not supposed to count sphere during ben hashmashos. That's the Ran at the very end of Maseches Pesachim. Even though the Ran concedes that sphere sa'omer is only the Rabbanim b'zman hazeh, the Ran says, afa pichein, you should not count ben hashmashos lechatchila, because ain osim safet Rabbanim lekul lechatchila. So you see, the Ran is not such a big fan of sveik tabasei lekula. It's after it happens, but you don't set up a sveik tabasei lekula. And number two, the Ran says by Dalek Kaisis that we have a suffix, which cups to do Haseba on. So the Gemara says you do Haseba in all four. So one of the answers of the Ran is not the popular one, but the less popular one is, the Ran says, you're already drinking the kos, and Haseba is so easy anyway, it's just a question of sitting straight or doing like this. A little more wine on the kittle, less wine on the kittle, so that's just a big deal. Why rely on Sveik Tabam Kul, but you don't have to? So what the Ran says in Arab Pesachim in two places, that we don't like to rely on Sveik Tabal Kula Chalchila, and we don't like to rely on Sveik Tabal Kula when you don't have to. This is exactly what the Ran holds about Sveik Tabal Kula by Davar Sheyesh Lematirin, that we're not going to rely on it because it's not so great, it's not so glad, it's not so good. The only time we would have relied on a klal Lakula would have been Bittul, because Bittul is a gewaldige klal, Bittul is nerve-eyeing, Bittul is the greatest thing under the sun. The only thing is, bittul falls short by davar sheyesh matirin for a totally different reason. That's the shir klali of the Ran about nagdut. So once we've just ascertained that even the Ran is forced to subscribe to asher tochlen v'yis tochlen beheter to some degree, now we can come back to this Ran of Maseches Beitzah. Nu Rabbeisai, why don't we put the final touch on the sugya? Not really the final touch on the Ran. Now can we make sense of the Ran of Maseches Beitzah? No. What did the Ran say? We have a third kula we're discussing. We're not discussing the kula of Sveik Taban Lekula. We're not discussing the kula of Bittul. What are we discussing now? Azir Basur, we call the Parsh Buba Parsh. Is that a great kula? Is that a Shvacha kula? Which one is that? Says the Ran, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, says the Ran. It could be that Azlina Basaruba is not such a glot kula. It could be it's not Bittul Barov. Bittul Barov is Isin Epochil's head there. There's a Tarevis, there's a mix. That's a different. That's a great kula. Sveik Tabal Kula is a Shvacha kula. Following Rav, called the Parsh Buba Parish. Is that a good kula? Not such a good kula? I don't know. I can't make a decision on that one. If it's a great kula, then I feel B'davish Yesh Matir should be mutter. If it's a Shvacha kula, then it should be like Sveik Tabar Lekula. That doesn't work. So that's what the Ran was specific about. That's exactly the latest Asofik of the Ran in Beitzah. What is the nature of the kula of Azinavas Aruba? Is that something that we're thrilled about, or something that we kind of look at, you know, half-heartedly? So they say, we're still back to our story. So we're still back to the Machlekes, the Ran, and the Ritva. The Ritva says in our sugya, he has low shailin, no suffix, not even word in the accuser, that you could say, Azlina Basarubu, called the Prash Mubu Parsh, even by Dabash Esh material. The Ritva apparently understood that Dabash Esh, that Azlina Basarubu is a great kula. We have no hesitations. Pitta we don't like. Azlina Basarubu we're great with, says the Ritva. And the Ran is not so sure that we're so great, not so tafrida, not so thrilled with Azlina Basarubu. So we still have a Machlekes Ritva and the Ran, but we still have one major Nakuda, the Sugya left. What? Our Sugya, our Gemara, we're learning Pesachim. Agamar applies called the Parvah Shubu Farish by Moos Masasheni. And the Chavar, the Ritva is right, Moos Masasheni is a Davashesh material. Why use it for buying a newspaper when you use it to buy food? So we could say a nice tickle turn in the Ram, but at the end of the day, he's got to address Agamar. Notes, what's the answer? What premise of ours is questionable?
Not really a Davash Yesh Matirin.
Who says Master Sherimam is a Davash Yesh Matirin? What do you mean it's not a Davash Yesh Matirin? What joke is that? I have a quarter in front of me. I could either go to the store and buy a quarter, you can't do too much. I found a bag of coins on the floor. I could either go to the store and buy a newspaper, buy the Hamadiyah, okay. And I go buy the Hamadiyah. Or I could take the money and buy myself a hot dog. So chetov sheish matira. So the chayyur according to the Ran and the Eitzah, you have to find some kind of a reason why most suffik by sheshet suffikun are not a davar sheish matira. That's the only way out. You have to somehow undermine the premise of the Ritva's cash. Any ideas? So the Nedi Behuda, once again in our sugya, the Tzlach, so the Nedi Behuda questions the Ritva, and in effect defends the Ram. Says, I'm not so sure, like the Nedi Behuda, that most of us are shaving is Dabash Yesh Matirin. I'll tell you why. Dabash Yesh Matirin usually means the following message by Dabash Yesh Matirin. It says to the guy, listen, Achim Dachlan and Biyasa Dachlan Heter, you know, why do you have to kvetch and kinach and rely on kulas? It's so easy for you. You have nothing to lose. Savlanut, wait another. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The others will be over in 3 hours. You'll eat the egg for tonight. But you have to eat the egg today. You can't wait for tonight to make a scrambled eggs. You got to eat the egg today. What's the big deal? That's what Davashesh Matir means. What's the big deal? It says the Tzlach. By most, by Sesheni. It is a big deal. What do people usually use their money for? I have coins. I want a free range to use my money for everything. It's normal for me to use my money for whatever I want. How much of my money goes to buy free, Vigadulakarka, that's going to be Vigdush Vitara? It's a pain in the neck. That's not what my plan is. That's not Dabash Yesh Matirin. It's not so easy. You're asking me to do something which is abnormal. To ask me to wait instead of having the egg for lunch, I have for supper. So sometimes I have a bigger meal for lunch, sometimes for supper. If it's Rosh Chodesh, I have a nice meal today. Shabbos, all that. You know, it's no big deal to have. Sometimes I'll switch around. But by most, Mr. Shady, you're really asking a lot of this guy. And that's not called the Davar Sheish L'Matirin, says the Tzlach. So the entire premise of the Ritva's Kasha that forced him to conclude that Davash Yesh L'Matirin doesn't apply to Kol D'Parish, the whole thing is based on a flaw. It's all based on a mistaken piece of information, a mistaken premise. The Ma'aseh Sheni money is called Davash Yesh L'Matirin. It's Pasha not true, says the Rebbe. It's not true according to the world of the Ran. Okay, so we're not learning Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni right now. We're really learning Maseches Pesachim. So we have to take the sugya now to the next level. It is clear from the Gemara that the principles of Kol D'Parish, Meruba Parish, play out not only in terms of my Sheni determination, play out in terms of matzah as well, in terms of chametz as well. Because the Gemara was having a lot of trouble trying to identify what the statement of Chazal was that Misharabu matzah muteris. So at the end of the day, the Gemara changed the whole case totally. Misharabu matzah doesn't mean more matzah, it really means more days into Pesach and the matzah stale, and we know what it came. The Gemara revamps the entire world. But at one stage, what was the Gemara's kashrut of Zion? What did the Gemara ask? Mind of Zion and Aleph. The lo yadir ni chametz imatza. So the Gemara says, so if it's rov matzah, it's okay. The Gemara's kasha was, what do I need rov matzah? Typically, you go basa basra, right? So the Gemara didn't understand why you're making a false saying rov matzah. Why don't you just follow the basra? And that's where the Gemara got stuck with the Maaseh Sheni money story. But what do you see for the Gemara? That putting aside the technicality of basra, we would follow rov. Right? We would have no hesitation. We have no problems. We have no qualms following rov. I have this piece of pastry in front of me. I don't know whether it's kosher Pesach or not. So if I can ascertain that there's a rov here, if rov the sources are matzah, so that's okay. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara wasn't sure that's what Rav meant with his statement of Rishi Rav matzah muteres, but l'halacha, there was nothing wrong with that statement. That you follow called the parshu parsha luchas chametz as well. Does that raise any red flags for anybody, Rabbi Say? So Yaduah Mefursam, and this we did spend a lot of time on last year, Yaduah Mefursam is a major machlokes of Rishayim. Is chametz called a davar sheyesh l'matir? They are very famous machlokes. Is chametz called a davar sheyesh l'matir? Who was the great Rishon who sets forth this principle that chametz is, yes, called a davar sheyesh l'matir, and we have to deal with it as such? Which great Rishon? The Rambam. How did the Rambam know? Where did the Rambam get it from? The chametz davar sheyesh l'matir. The Rambam made a very simple calculation. It's a famous Gemara later on, the second parak of Pesachim, where the Gemara discusses what's the din if you have a little bit of chametz gets mixed into a tarevis. What do you do? Gevalt. So Amar Rava, Hilchasa, who remembers? Bless you, Amar Rava. Chametz b'Pesach.
Davis.
What? Also what? Also b'mashu. Bein b'mino, bein b'shalom minoi. Chametz b'Pesach asas b'mashu. Generally speaking, when Dvar Basurim falls to Dvar Bamutarim, there are very specific numbers that are used to determine whether it trafes up or not, whether those numbers are Shishim, whether those numbers are Meya, Masayim. There are specific numbers. Most of the time it boils down to Shishim. Chametz Gemara says Chametz breaks all the rules. Chametz is basically Asim Mashim, Meminu, Memeshem, Meminu. So the Rambam, as well as all the other Rishonim, are startled with that statement. No pun intended, Rabbanish Tana. Chametz will other, sir. So why is chametz any different than chaylev, than dam, than chazir, than nevelis treifas, plus mecholov? Rubid, the other rishim are bottle b'shishim. So why is chametz any different? That's the kash that all the rishim are bottle. And the Rambam comes up with a very, very creative answer to this question. The Rambam says, the reason why chametz is also b'mashir is because chametz is the davar sheyesh l'matir. Pesach is going to end. And therefore, in a few days from now, the chametz will be permissible. So davar sheyesh l'matir, if you'll be off the bottom. Who remembers from last year that the Rambam himself had trouble with his own formulation? The Gemara says, it doesn't matter whether it's a little bit of chametz tikadol that gets mixed into a big clump of kosher Pesach dough. It doesn't matter whether it's a breadcrumb that falls into a pot of potato soup. Whether it's been b'mino, whether it's been m'sheino mino, everything is also b'mashu. Who remembers the Rambam's personal problem, personal challenge with that Gemara? Last year, no one remembers. The Rambam happens to follow the view that the chumrah of davar sheyesh l'matir and afilu b'yaflo batil only applies when you have a tarovus of what? Of min b'mino, when the two items are the same physically. If it's tarovus of min b'she'eno mino, then there never was such a chumrah. Why is that? I in the Ram, the Dharm, the Bey is not for them. So there's machlekes in Rishonim about whether that statement is even true, but the Rambam clearly follows, the Rambam holds b'feirush, that the chumrah of davar sheyesh the matir and filu yaf labatil only applies to min mino, does not apply to min mishein amino. There's a little bit of a humorous discussion between the Ram and the Raivan and that halacha. Remember from Mishnah? That distinction between min mino versus min mishein amino. So the Rambam writes, Yerali. The Rambam writes, it would appear to me that that's true. So normally when the Raiva disagrees with the Rambam, he comes down and says the Rambam's wrong. Here, the Raiva disagrees with the Rambam and says, it's not a Yerali, it's a Beferish Sugya, Maseches Nedarim. So the Raiva is arguing with the Rambam by saying the Rambam's better than he himself said. So it's a strange way of arguing with the Rambam. There are a few humorous, hasagas, humorous is the right word, but a few strange hasagas that the Ravid has in the Rambam spread throughout Mishnah Torah. 99.99% of the hasagas of Ravid are saying the Rambam is partially wrong. So here, the Ravid saying the Rambam is righter than he thought he was. He's better off than he thought he was. And then there's a funny Ravid in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, where the Rambam writes that there was a machlokes between him and the Gaonim, how to make a certain calculation in terms of the Shmita years. So the Rambam writes that he personally believes X, Y, and Z to be true, but he's mevatel daitel to the Das HaGoyim. So the Goyim, they had a Besaira, some of them lived in Eretz Yisrael, the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. So mevatel daitel to the Goyim in terms of the Shad HaShemitah. So you know what the Ravid says in that Rambam? The Ravid said the Rambam shouldn't have been mevatel daitel. He's right. The one place in Mishnah Torah where the Rambam himself says he's wrong, the Ravid says, no, he's not wrong, he's right. Strange world. Anyway, so bottom line, back to that story. So the Rambam is of the opinion, like Rav Rishayim, that davar sheyesh matirin in a batel is only by mibimino, not by mibishein aminay. So now, what challenge does the Rambam pose on himself? If so, manish tana chometz. Why is chometz aser even be'ein amino? If the whole reason why chometz is b'mashu is because of the chumrah of davar sheyesh matirin, because Pesach is going to be over in a few days, that makes sense by mibimino, it doesn't make sense for mishein amino. So what is the Raivit, what does the Rambam fall back on? And remember, it's chazor, guys. What? Oh, so comes around and says, it must be some chumrah de chometz. It must be that the reason why chometz for Pesach is also even mishein amino is really a chumrah. It's really an added bonus chazal threw in. So according to the Rambam, the fact that chometz is never bottled on Pesach is the whole thing is the Ramon. Lock, stack, and barrels, but a minute Torah, it's bottled the same as chaser. Neveil, so treifus, it's identical to other kashrus issues. So minute Torah, chometz is bottled like everything else. There was a two-step chumra derabanan that was thrown at us here. Step number one is, Rambam realized, but that's Chazal, that chometz is a davar sheyesh matirin. That was the Rambam's view. Chometz is a valid, bona fide davar sheyesh matirin. Therefore, when it comes to mibimino, it's not going to be bottled based on the rules of davar sheyesh matirin. And then, for good luck, Chazal threw in another chumra called even b'mishein amino, which really goes above and beyond the regular rules of davar sheyesh matirin, even more than the regular rules of davar sheyesh matirin. That was mishum chumra d'chametz. That's not a unique d'chametz, not found by other isurim. Anyone remember that after this whole formulation of the Rambam, that we have chumras d'chametz thrown in for good luck, the Rambam threw a curveball at us? Anyone remember from last year? When the Rambam describes this curveball, this double chumrah, this double whammy of a there's the regular din of davar sheyesh matirin, and then there's the super duper pesach din of davar sheyesh matirin, the Rambam throws a curveball at us. Remember? The Rambam says, "Varikasa b'teira, kol machmetzas lo sechayilu." Even a little bit is also. What's the problem? That's a pasuk.
Kol is used for
a no. That's a pasuk. Kol machmetzas is a pasuk. But that's a deraisa. So the Rambam is invoking a deraisa, like a concept, and saying, and by the way, because of the din deraisa, kumachmetz, whatever that means, therefore, Chazal up the ante by chometz. So it's a very strange presentation of the Rambam. So again, we spent a lot of time on this Rambam last year. Rabbi said, when all the dust settles, Shitas Rambam is clear that chometz is a davar sheyesh lamatirin. No question about it. Chometz is davar sheyesh matirin. Which Rishon cannot hold that way? Which Rishon must disagree with the Rambam? Forced to disagree with the Rambam. No choice.
The Ramban about Shmuelov?
Which Rishon in Ash Sugya is forced to disagree with the Rambam? I gave you all the pieces. Our Gemara applies, called the Farsh Bruv Parsh Tachamitz. There's no question about it. The Gemara says, it's the same as Masa Sheini. The Gemara says, Imrov Matzah Matzah, you follow called the Parsh Bruv Parsh. If I have 10 bakeries on Pesach, none of them are selling kosher on Pesach, one selling chametz, and I find a piece of cake, if I can't tell the difference, it's often vague, but I find a piece of cake on the floor, so the Gemara says you follow called the Parsh Bruv Parsh. Can't argue with the Gemara. So which Rishon must argue with the Rambam? Which Rishon must argue with the Rambam? The Gemara says that you follow called the Parish, Merubah Parish.
The Ran.
The Ran has to argue with the Rambam. Because according to the Ran and Beitza, that called the Parish doesn't apply by Davar Sheish L'Matirin. But it does apply by matzah, by chametz. The Gemara says it applies by chametz. That's proof positive that chametz is not a davar sheish material. The same way we just said 5 minutes ago, according to Iran, Ma'aseh Sheni is not a davar sheish material. The Gemara, in the same breath in the Zion, lists off the following yisurim. The Gemara equates chametz, most Ma'aseh Sheni. It's all the same. You always follow rov. So according to the Ritvo hold, that we have no qualms, we have no hesitation following Rov, as Lina Basaruba, but even by Dvom Shesh Matirin, could be that Maisa Sheni is Dvom Shesh Matirin, the Tzlach's not right. It could be that Chometz is Dvom Shesh Matirin, the Rambam is right. According to the Ritvo, that the Sukkot of Zion is not talking about Taroiv, it's talking about Azlina Basaruba. So call Chometz whatever you want to call it. Call Maisa Sheni whatever you want to call it. Zloch Patli. But according to the Ran Beitza, who says, no, anything that's qualified, anything that's categorized as a davar sheish matirin, so you can't apply called the Parsh Bruv Parsh. But the Gemara applies called the Parsh Bruv Parsh, but I say, Sheini Mechametz. What's the answer? It must be those things that aren't davar sheish matirin. So the Tzlach turned the world upside down to explain to you why most Maisa Sheini is not davar sheish matirin. But what about Chametz? So the answer is, the Ran must argue with the Rambam. There's no two ways around it. There's no way out of this problem. If the Ran and Beitza is right, that called the Parsh Bruv Parsh fails us by Davar Sheish L'Matirin, and yet it applies by Chometz, that's tantamount to saying Chometz is not a Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Understand, the Ran didn't need Chometz a week after Pesach? Didn't the Ran realize the Rambam's right? It's a Davar Sheish L'Matirin? So those remember from last year, who was the Bar Plukt of the Rambam in Chometz? Who is the great Rishon who said that Chometz is not a davar sheish material? It was the Ran. The Ran holds that Chometz is not a davar sheish material. Why not? Why is Chometz not a davar sheish material according to the Ran? What? There's a different reason. According to the Ran, why isn't Chometz a davar sheish material? Isn't it going to become mutter? Isn't it going to become mutter after Pesach? What? Okay, anyway. What'd you say? Chometz over Pesach. What do you mean it's going to become mutter? No, it's not. Chometz is a davar sheish material. So Mr. Alter screaming, wait a second. Isn't it that only it isn't the Rabbanan? So what's the Ran's response? Yeah, so is davar sheish material, the Chometz the Rabbanan. So what? So why did the Rambam realize that? The Rambam also knew that Chometz Shabbat Pesach is also. The Rambam also didn't buy in all stores. The Rambam was also checking to make sure whether the food is Shal Yisrael Shal Achma. So how could the Rambam just simply say, oh, Chometz is davar sheish material? So what's the Rambam Shita?
The Rambam is
That's one mahalach. The Rabbat has one mahalach. I want to say a little different mahalach.
Chometz lacher Pesach is subject to bittul. Chometz before Pesach also.
No. I want to know tachlis. I have a shayla on Pesach. I'm sitting on Pesach, and a little bit of chometz falls into my pot of chicken soup, and the Ram tells you a story that oh yeah, you can't eat it. It's never bottled. You know why it's not bottled? Because wait till after Pesach. Wait, Chometz is a davar sheish material. Once Chazal make the takona. Oh, and therefore what? More than just on a deraisa level. You're right.
Only chametz be'em.
We're not zok the Rambam, b'das the Rambam. When our making a knas is supposed to make life worse for you, not better for you. We're going to make a knas, which is going to in turn to force us to turn around and say, gee, by golly, before Chazal made the knas, chametz was a davar shesh matirin. Thanks to the Bali Avera, thanks to the store owners and also the chametz, shkoyach to them. They're the ones who forced us to make a knas of chametz over Pesach, which in turn now makes us be mekel, allows us to be mekel and chametz are treated as a davar shein lamatir. So the Ramban says, you can't do that. The knas was made l'chumra, it wasn't made l'kula. So you know what the Ran says to that? It's not true. Ran says, achari kloy sako, chomis nidava shein lamatir, and finish. Min have Torah, this whole thing doesn't exist. On the level of the Rabbanim, the same rabbis who made Davar Sheish Matir and filled it with a bottle, the ones who said, Chamash Rabbez, Chazasar, so be the Rabbanim, it's called the Davar Sheish Matir and finished. So the Ran, the Shittosoi, in Masechus Beit, so the Ran who opens up the possibility is Naitel HaChmir, that by a Davar Sheish Matir and you can't even say, called the Parish, Mubu Parish, the Ran is forced to learn in our sugya, forced to conclude in our sugya, Lais Bereira. He must conclude in our sugi the chametz is takanana davar sheish matirin. I heard a lot of guys who were screaming before, no, chametz is not a davar sheish matirin for another reason. What's the other reason? I could say what you guys were all saying. It's chazal isurai. That was who? That was the Mordechai. That was Ben Chaim Katz, remember? Chaim Kain, tucked away in the Mordechai, and Sechabrek Absachim. It's a davar chazal isurai. That's a different svarlagamari. So everybody say, we have our Gemara that applies called the Parish, Meruba Parish, to two cases, two areas of Allah. It applies it to Moshe Masasheni and applies it to Chametz Pesach. That's clear. Can't argue with that. According to the simple reading of the Gemara, the simple sheet of the Ritva, that Davar Sheish Matirin is irrelevant to our sugya, legamri irrelevant, because we're not talking the language of Bittul, we're talking the language of called the Parish. So then, Ma'os Ma'os Sheni could be a Davar Sheish Matirin. Chametz could also be a Davar Sheish Matirin. It's possible. But according to the Ran and Beit, who disagrees, and we gave the whole lumdus why the Ran disagrees and how the Ran fits into the other Rans, according to the Ran who disagrees, you are forced to conclude two things in our sugya. You are forced to conclude that most Ma'aseh Sheni is not a Davar Sheish Matirin, probably because of the Tzlach's reason. And you are forced to conclude that Chometz is not a Davar Sheish Matirin based on the different reasons that Rishonim argue with the Rambam. I just want to highlight for you that you can't understand Zayin and Aleph and Pesachim without understanding the Machlokes, the Ritva, and the Ran. Without understanding the issues of whether most Ma'aseh Sheni, whether Chometz do qualify as Davar Sheish Matirin or not. All of those above, all of those nekudas, and everything all connects back to the Zion, because the Gemara says, black and white, that called the Parsh Mubu Parsh works both for Moshe Masasheni as well as for Chametz. Lamaisa, just interestingly enough, how do we paskin the Shaila? It's a loaded question. Can we rely on called the Parsh Mubu Parsh in questions of Davar Sheish Matirin? Can we do that or not? Have any ideas? So there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, tucked away in Huchah Shechita, that Rabbi Kvega discovered. Did I put it on the Man Kamas? Did I put it on? Does Chachu with the end or not? I put it on the very end? There's a din in Huchah Shechita as follows. We know the Torah says, V'shor oseh osovias b'no los ishchatu b'yamechad. You're not allowed to shecht parent and child on the same day. So I'm about to shecht this animal. Already shecht this animal. How do I know that the mother wasn't shechted yet? The issue of solas b'no is even if somebody else shechted the mother, I can't shecht the baby. How do I know? So maybe I have the mother in front of me and I see she's not shechted, but maybe I don't. I don't know. What's the answer? Most probably, this animal that I have in front of me came from a place where its mother probably wasn't shechted. I don't know that for certain. I have a what? It's not a tarovis. We have a kol deparsh river parsh. I have a chiram lahatas. What's the problem? No. What's the red flag here? What? Dov shesh matirin. Do what? Wait it out. I should check that safe. I'd be the first one to check. I should be the first one to check. We'll leave out time sense. I don't know. Does it make any sense? Does that concept make any sense? There is no such thing. There's no halach you have to wait. You're allowed a shech based on Rav. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. So Rabbi Kiveger thought that maybe that's a raya from this din, this the first din. No one ever loshaman does that. You have to wait. Maybe that's a proof positive that once you're in the realm of called the parsh b'ru parsh, the parsh of toshash matirin doesn't make any sense. The Ritvad Pesachim of Zion is right. So Pesach Tshuva quotes that there's some Acharonim who would deicha that and said, no, it's not a raya. You know what's not a raya? Osovius Beno is not a davar osur in the sense of that the animal in front of me is not osur. The animal in front of me is problematic because of something that happens to its mother. It's not a chavtza shel isur. The davar sheyesh lo hetir means that you have a davar shel isur sheyesh lo hetir. So then you don't rely on the kulas. Again, there's all chumras b'drabbanan. I mean, I'll tell you for sure you follow right. So maybe this chumra of davar sheyesh lo hetir wasn't said in this unique din of Osovius Beno just because of the nature of Osovius Beno. So it's interesting, just a little quirk at the end of the sugya, that everyone agrees you can shecht the animals, you don't have to worry about the mother being shechted. Whether or not that indicates something grandiose about how it plays out in that sugya, subject to it, machlek is the Gedali Echmer. Good. Okay, but I say, did guys get ahead in the next sugya? No, nobody got the next sugya. Oy vey, what should we do? Okay, we'll introduce the next sugya. Okay, we won't get too far. We'll introduce it a little bit, then we'll end shul a little bit early. Thank you.